I thought his opening performance for Sussex was extraordinary. I cannot remember an overseas player having such an impact in his first game. And what was even more remarkable was that he'd only flown in from Dhaka the previous day. So, you know, he'd had to go over jet lag and a new team. He doesn't speak English. So what a fantastic performance from young Fizz.
It was, absolutely. And interesting as well, talking to some of the Sussex players, especially Chris Jordan last night, who's faced, you know, T20 cricket all around the world. He's played in the IPL. And Chris Jordan was saying he's a phenomenon. He really is. And Don Topley, who's played cricket for Essex, a son, of course, Reece Topley, was saying, you know, in his opinion, he's the best T20 bowler in the world. And he said that before the game, to be fair.
Well, I've heard similar feedback. I mean, Ross Taylor, who left us last night after having a fantastic tea tournament for us, said to me, this guy is a gun bowler. He's one of the best in the world. And apparently Ravi Bapara, who I think he got out.
Yes, he did. He got caught by Luke Wright, yes.
Told Luke after the game, this guy is a special player. So, he, you know, his peers, the good class international players, think he's very good. But the other thing, which I, to be honest with you, I hadn't quite appreciated, was the impact the signing of Mustafa Zia has had with our friends in the Bangladeshi community. So, well, first of all, our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter have had the most enormous amount of contact from people from Bangladesh, either living in the UK, living in Bangladesh, or furthermore around the world. And I hope some of them are listening tonight. I hope they're getting the message that they can listen to all our live games where Fizz will be playing on BBC Sussex Sport, which is available on the internet via the BBC Sport site. So I'd like to say, on behalf of Sussex Cricket, an enormous welcome to our new friends from Bangladesh. We're absolutely delighted to have your very good bowler playing for us, and we hope you will follow and support Sussex from now on. So welcome to everybody who's listening to us that's got Bangladeshi connections.
Well, that's wonderful, Jim. And actually, looking ahead, because there's lots of cricket to come and lots of opportunity for people to come and see Mustafa Rahman, not least at Hove next Wednesday when Sussex play Hampshire, on Thursday when they play Glamorgan in the T20. If any Bangladeshis down in the West Country looking to see him, you can see him on Sunday playing at Cheltenham.
Yes, you will be very, very welcome. I know tickets are selling pretty well for Glamorgan, so you need to hurry up for that one. I think we've got plenty of tickets available for Hampshire. If you've not been there before, Hove, the first central county ground, is said by other people to be one of the nicest cricket grounds in the world. So I hope that other people will come and watch us there. So, you know, he's an enormous fillip to us. We are currently needing to win virtually every game in both the T20 and in the 50-over competition. So, as our coach Mark Davis said, it's all like a cup final every match, and we need to win them all. So, we hope that Fizz plays his full part, which I'm sure he will, in us trying our best to win every match. But just reverting to this social media piece, I mean, I was astonished to hear from our press guys today that nearly a million people logged on to look at the last post on our Facebook site last night. Now, normally, if we get it in the few thousands, we're doing well. So clearly, Fizz is a phenomenal world-class cricketer, and obviously we're very highly delighted to have him with us. And I think, if I may, just record my thanks to our chief executive, Zach Tumazi, our director of cricket, Keith Greenfield, and to our head coach, Mark Davis, for doing all they can to ensure that we look after Fizz well. So, for example, he is currently staying with a Bangladeshi family who lives in Sussex. So we're doing all our best to make him at home. And hopefully, if it works out, we'd love to see him in the future.